You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
God wants you to release instability. When your behavior shifts and your mood shifts, you increase instability. Instability is magnified when behavior and mood swings are occurring. Now, ladies, in our church, we believe God uses male and female. And as a leader now, you have to control behavior shifts. Men too. But because you're made different, you may battle with more chemicals than we do.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Anointing Fall on Me. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
Ain't nobody marrying for imperfection. Nobody's marrying the day better and worse, rich and poor, sickness and in health. We all want the better, the rich, the health. But real love isn't tested until you see some problems. And I believe God wants me to prepare you for your future. And we got something on its way. And if you're carrying too much weight, you're going to be late for the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even if you're on a ship and the ship is struggling to remain buoyant, they will relieve weight in the sea. They'll throw over cargo to save lives. And there's some people in here, your ship is sinking. You're in the midst of the sea in a turbulent storm and you still want to sail? And carry everything with you, or do you want your life saved? You got to take the weight and throw it overboard. That means you got to give away some stuff that you saved. It may be silverware. It may be potware. Man, I'm preaching better you say it, amen. Your treasure chest, the stuff you got up in the closet, you may have to get rid of it so you can save your life. What's more important, your life or that stuff that's in the closet? I believe God wants me to help you. Say, help me. Help me, Lord. He wants me to help you with mental overload. I'm a thinker. I think more than I speak. And you hear me speak every week, at least an hour, some of you 2 hours, some of you 3 hours a week. That means this should be an investment in you, right? But I think before I get up here. I spend time with God and I contemplate and I see your faces when I pray. And for some of you, I can't locate you. I don't know where you are. I used to be able to locate you. You're right there, but you're drifting. I sense it in my spirit. And the Lord told me to speak on laying aside every weight. Amen. Because weight should ground you, right? Yes. Weight should make you more stable. Feathers are blown with the wind, but the more weight you have, the more stable you have. That's a certain kind of weight as it relates to foundation. But the weight I'm talking about is the kind of weight that's invisible. And it hinders us from being stable. Actually, we're more unstable. Instability is occurring in our lives. Thank you, Lord. That mental overload, constant anxiety. Reminiscing over past failures. in the grief process, we got what we call the stage of bargaining. Should've, could've, would've. It's a part of grief, but many of us are locked in it. It's a stage that you walk through. Denial, anger, third stage, bargaining. And many of us should be able to walk through the bargaining stage because it's a natural stage. Should've, could've, would've. If I had been there. If I'd done this. What if I had done that? But we get locked in that, and next thing you know, 7 years have passed. And when you carry the weight of bargaining, you can't move forward. Glory to God. Depression comes after that. So if you get tied up in bargaining and depression, what do we have? How can you be effective in God? How can everything that you hear speak to what you missed or your failure? When God, redemption is so powerful, that's why the church is unique. Some cures will never come unless it comes in the package of redemption. You can't go back in your past and fix it. You got to be redeemed. Hallelujah. The Lord has been so good to me. He opened doors I cannot see. Sometime when I feel alone, no one to care, no place to go. My Father's rich with houses and land, and he holds the power of the world in his hand. We've got to get to a place where we understand that you don't control your destiny. The one that does is standing and saying, I'm willing to forgive you, and I'm willing to give you a new start, and I'm willing to help you to get over your trauma, and I'm willing to help you to escape what happened to you. It's called redemption. And it's the only way out. Can the church say amen? Getting beyond mental overload. What about mood shifts, behavioral shifts? Mood shifts, hot one moment, cold the next. Speak to people one moment, the next one won't speak to nobody. Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. Now that's very frustrating. I've walked up to people to shake their hand and say, you didn't shake my hand last week. What? I don't even remember you last week. What are you talking about? I don't remember seeing you. I see so many people. What are you talking about? Well, what? You know, you ever been to church and the man's preaching and you hear somebody, well, what? Well, come on with it. I am coming with it. I don't see you writing nothing down. Just a bunch of religious jargon. You're not growing because you say, well, preach it. Tell them, bitch. What about behavioral shifts? You're striving and doing well, and all of a sudden, behavior just shifts. God wants you to release instability. When your behavior shifts and your mood shifts, you increase instability. Instability is magnified when behavior and mood swings are occurring. Now, ladies, in our church, we believe God uses male and female. And as a leader now, you have to control behavior shifts. Men too. But because you're made different, you may battle with more chemicals than we do. Watch what you say, Bishop. I know, I'm watching it. I'm a modern day preacher. Let me say it again, because I ain't afraid of you. I say, ladies, we believe in leadership, both male and female. But for you, you may deal with more chemicals than we do in your blood, in your hormones. That's what makes you different. We're not criticizing. What I am saying, when you're a leader, you have to really ask God to help you to balance out emotions. All of that, what you just gonna say, whatever you wanna say, confront whatever you wanna confront, is not consistent with leadership. You don't do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. You got to learn how to wait on the Lord and relieve weight off of your shoulders. Because mood shifts and behavior shifts increase instability for any organization. What takes you 5 minutes to say takes me 7 weeks to correct. Why would you do that to me? You know why? Because you don't think deep like that. Emotions say, deal with this now. Say what you want to say now. But it doesn't say, well, wait on the Lord. Why am I so agitated about this? I need to talk to God. Pastor Sabrina told me, said, Bishop, you need to talk to God because you're going off. I believe she's right. And I think all of us need to take that high power perception when you see it in me and turn it to you too. I am tasked as a Levite and a priest to carry the burdens of the people to God. During the Bishop Rick celebration, Cicero King, Pastor King, stood up here and showed you vestments. Some people were yawning. They don't see it. But every vestment represents something in ministry. Well, one of the things that happens under my gown is that I have to take the burdens of the people to God. It hadn't changed from the Levitical priesthood to the pastoral ministry today. Most people, when there's a death, they want their bishop to know. So in a year, you may deal with one, but I may deal with 12, 15, 30. And I got to take the burdens of God's people to God in the closet to pray and offload the burden. Physically, I'm a man, so my blood pressure may go up, especially if I'm emotionally tied. Where you may not move when you hear about it. Oh, that's so sad because it's not in your family. But when it comes to me, I got to carry the weight of it. And if I act too happy, or if I smile when somebody says, my parent just died, and I say, oh, and then someone comes to me in 2 minutes and say, I just had a baby, and I say, wow, that's so good. And the person that just lost somebody, look at my face and see that I smile. They'll say he didn't care. Well, you don't care about that, right? It never comes to you. You don't understand my plight. You wouldn't even care about it. It never comes to your mind. And I'm not asking you to. It's my call. But if you're connected to me, you can't help me carry the burden. You don't even think about it at all. It ain't just about you making it. When you're a leader, you got to take on the burden of a leader and help him to balance it. And you must create stability, not instability. Oh, my God. And the more stable we are, the more we can progress. You heard that song, we'll be coming around the mountain till she comes. Well, we've been going around mountains waiting on everybody to get into the formation so we can move forward. My job, when he comes to me, why did you leave her behind? Well, God, I waited for years for her to get herself together. And I got tired. Well, I didn't tell you to move. That's how he talks to me. I told you to endure hardness. Her soul is in the balance. And if you're unstable and you don't have your head together and you just gonna move, that's my child. Yes, Lord, I understand. I understand, God, but I'm tired. Well, I'll help you. But I also move you to the backside when it comes to my people. That's how he talks to me. Early ministry, I was going through some stuff, sitting on the pulpit in a church, a small church before Truth Revealed started. And I was going through something, and the preacher was preaching, and he was feeding me. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I was like, wow, I need that. Whoa, you've been there before, right? Man, that's for me today. Oh, my God. And all of a sudden, he shifted and went for souls. And in my soul, I said, oh, no, I need that. Keep on coming with it. And the Holy Ghost rebuked me and said, when I go for my people, you put yourself on the back burner. Don't ever stand between me and my people. I set you apart for this. I set you apart for this. I put you apart. I consecrated you to be one of the ones who bear the burden of the people. And don't ever stand between me and my people. I will take care of you, but you always move toward making sure that you take care of them. I said, yes, Lord. And I was in my 20s, and he rebuked me in the pulpit to tell you, to let you know, when you're a father, you can't say it's all about me. And when you're a mother, you can't say it's all about me. And when you're a church member, you can't say it's all about me. Especially if you're a leader. You got to balance that out and make sure the people get to safety. That's what leadership means. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Sabrina, you praying for me? Okay, I'm calming down. I feel it this morning, but I want y'all to know I'm not angry. It's just how my nature. Man, we're in desperate times, man. The enemy is invading our world. And you're playing games like walking around. You don't see you're the portal. You're the open portal. Whatever comes through your window is coming in here. We got to close up these windows and portals so safety can be a possibility. So these mood swings, watch them. When you start seeing yourself swinging in your moods and swinging in your behaviors, you got to start relegating that stuff, saying, God, help me. And he will. And I'm sent to help you. And some of y'all don't need a blanket. You need a paddle. And I come from the old school, man. When you messed up in junior high, the principal, the dean would say, spin over. And take a paddle. This is two strikes. Wow, wow. Y'all don't remember that?
Yes.
I didn't want to get smacked on the rump with a paddle. So I got my life right. We threw that out the window, right? But what's happening now? Kids going off on adults. You want me to preach with a blanket? Today I got a paddle on your behind. Get these moods right. Impatience decreases stability. It increases instability. Write it down. If you're emotionally numb, you don't feel nothing. I'm preaching, you're just looking, yawning. Or you're doing something on Google, doing something on your phone while I'm preaching. Man, this is not right. I was teaching the men, there's six kinds of men. I'm writing about it. Six kinds. And a man has the ability to enter into any one of these chambers at any given time. You got the natural man, he's unsaved. You got the spiritual man, he's born again. You have the son, which is spiritual and he's submitted to God and authority. You have the bastard who's unsubmitted, who says, I have no father. I don't listen to nobody. You have the uncircumcised, which means he has a hood and he doesn't like to, he's not sensitive. No matter if you cry or whatever, he's not going to feel you. And he has corruption under his hood. So when he's intimate with you, he pollutes you. And you have the carnal man who is saved, but he won't submit to God. He knows better, but will not submit to God. And I got the same thing with women, but I'm not gonna say nothing to y'all today. And a man can enter in and out of these chambers at any given moment. In other words, you can be a son, but act like a bastard. Or you can be spiritual, but right now you're really uncircumcised. That's why we need God to balance us out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to be a son that's spiritual, or a spiritual son. For the earth is groaning, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. That means our world is unstable until men rise up, or sons of God rise. Amen. Which is not gender specific. Sons of God are actually women as well. There's some key signs that I believe the Lord wants me to share when he told me to teach on lay aside every weight. God is going to relieve some of you of backache, headaches, shoulder aches, poor sleep. It's coming. Your quality of life is going to increase. Glory to God. This message, because I'm identifying weight, not just like as you seeing it, is your quality is going to increase. Hallelujah. So ask yourself, what are you carrying that's not yours? What are you carrying that's not yours? Emotionally, you've taken ownership for it, but it's not yours. Some people in church get mad at somebody else's problem. It's not even yours, but because of associations, you want to listen to what people are saying negatively, and all of a sudden you got a problem. It's not your problem. Write it down. What they think about me is none of my business. I'm not caring what you think about me. I'm not even trying to get what you think. Keep it to yourself. Your thoughts about me is like the person riding on the other side of the road going in the opposite direction. I see it, but I'm moving forward. And the faster I move forward, the further you get away from me. What you think about me is going in the opposite direction. I don't have time to be worried about you giving me the proverbial 9.5. He did good today, and I don't know about Bishop. Man, I got to please God. I need you to turn around, get on the right side of the road, and catch up. The speed limit is 75, 70 miles an hour. I've been going 20 so you can catch up. Set up boundaries. Stop taking on other people's emotional stress. You're not designed to carry everybody's burdens. That's why if you're a leader, you got to learn how to deflect. I can hear you and I can even pray with you, but I'm not going to carry your burden. No, I'm not doing that. Your problem is your problem. Now, I'll help you to get it. I will assist you, but I'm not going to take the load. Actually, the Bible says, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. That means you got to transfer weight to God as leaders. This is what I had to learn over years, that it is not my job to carry the weight of the church. It's his job. But I have to learn, had to learn how to cast it. I'm still working on it. Isaiah 43 and 18. The word of the Lord reads like this: do not remember the former day things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ah, shall you not know it? Let's look at it. Shall you not know it? Even though it springs forth and it's a new thing, you will not recognize the new thing that's springing forth if you carry an extra weight. You will not know or perceive or to become intimate in your thought with what new thing God is introducing if you haven't learned how to cast weight. God could be setting up something new, organizing a new plan, rearranging your future, changing your destiny. You won't know it because you're still remembering the former things of old. Do not remember the former. That means cast away. The Jamaicans say, dash away, man. Dash away. Ah, my God. Everybody say, dash away. Dash away. Ah, dash it away. Dash it away. Get it away from you. One of our new brothers came to the men's ministry and he was listening to men talk about, say, ailments, and he admonished us first time there to not take ownership of disease. Don't say it's my disease, my headache. I came alongside of what he was saying and I said, it's very important for us to make sure that we do not associate ourselves with disease. In other words, dash away. I got hit, but it's not mine. They hurt me, but it's not mine. They don't like me, but I don't have to carry that. There is disease in my body, but I will not take ownership. I will take responsibility to deal with it, but I'm not going to claim it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Anointing Fall on Me, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 31 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Sunday, March 29th at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women History Month and the 2026 theme, Leading the Change, Women Shaping a Sustainable Future, celebrates the contributions of women who are leading sustainability efforts across environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.